Welcome to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, the place where history, mystery, and suspense converge. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. Today, we've got a fascinating lineup for you. As you may know, it's President's Week, and we're diving into the untold stories of America's early leaders, the legends, the forgotten figures, and the ones who changed the course of history forever. We'll kick things off with a closer look at George Washington. Was he truly the perfect, untouchable leader history portrays? Or are there myths that need debunking? Then, we'll explore the incredible journey of Abraham Lincoln, from his humble beginnings as a rail splitter to becoming one of America's most revered presidents. What forces shaped him, and how did he rise against the odds? And finally, we'll delve into the fascinating tales of the presidents before George Washington. Yes, you heard that right. There were 12 men who led the young nation before Washington took office, and their contributions were anything but insignificant. So sit back, relax, and join me as we unravel these captivating historical narratives. Let's get started. All right, let's dive into our first topic, George Washington. Often hailed as the father of his country, Washington's legacy precedes him. His status in American history is almost mythic. But how much of what we believe is fact and how much is pure myth? First, let's address the myth that Washington was a reluctant leader, stepping up only out of necessity. While it's true that he initially hesitated to accept the role of commander-in-chief of the Continental Army, the reality is far more nuanced. Washington understood the gravity of the American Revolution and the importance of strong leadership. His strategic brilliance and commitment to the cause were evident from his early military engagements, illustrating a deep-seated dedication to American independence. Next up, the famous cherry tree story. Who hasn't heard the tale of young George Washington confessing to chopping down a cherry tree because he could not tell a lie? This story, popularized by biographer Mason Locke Weems in 1806, is widely regarded as a myth. There is no historical evidence to support it. The anecdote was intended to highlight Washington's honesty, but in reality, his character was revealed through his actions and decisions as a leader, not through fabricated parables. Now let's talk about Washington's role in the founding of the United States. It's easy to think of him as a singular hero who single-handedly created the nation, but that's far from the truth. Washington worked alongside many other influential figures like Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams. The establishment of the United States was a collective effort involving numerous founders, thinkers, and revolutionaries. Washington's leadership was vital, but he wasn't alone. Another significant aspect of Washington's legacy is his farewell address. Often dismissed as merely a formality, Washington's farewell address is, in fact, a document of great importance that continues to resonate today. Delivered in 1796, he warned against political factions and foreign entanglements, urging future leaders to prioritize unity and national interests. His foresight about the dangers of partisanship and external alliances remains relevant even now, serving as a timeless warning for future governance. Lastly, Washington's broader legacy extends beyond his military and political achievements. While his contributions to the Revolutionary War and his presidency are monumental, his vision for a democratic republic and principles of governance set crucial precedents for future presidents. He established norms such as the two-term limit and the peaceful transfer of power, laying the groundwork for the stability we experience today. His commitment to a democratic republic forged a path that has shaped the enduring legacy of the United States. That wraps up our deep dive into the myths and facts surrounding George Washington. Up next, we'll journey through the remarkable life of Abraham Lincoln and how he rose from humble beginnings to become one of America's most admired leaders. Now let's turn our focus to another towering figure in American history, Abraham Lincoln. His journey to the White House was anything but predictable and showcases resilience, determination, and sheer willpower. Lincoln began life in the most humble circumstances. Born in a log cabin in Hardin County, Kentucky in 1809, his upbringing was far from luxurious. His family moved frequently, searching for better opportunities and faced countless hardships. Despite these challenges, young Lincoln had an insatiable thirst for knowledge. He received less than a year of formal education, yet he would often walk miles to borrow books, absorbing everything from the classics to the law. This self-education laid the foundation for his future success. Still, Lincoln faced immense struggles during his early years. He was known for his storytelling abilities and quick humor, traits that later served him well in his political career. These early years also instilled a deep empathy in him for the struggles of others, shaping his views on equality and justice. Lincoln's initial foray into politics began in 1832, when he ran for the Illinois State Legislature. He lost that first election, but he did not let this defeat deter him. He continued to engage in local politics, gradually building a reputation for his public speaking skills and his ability to connect with the common man. By 1834, he was elected to the state legislature, marking the beginning of his political ascent. By 1846, Lincoln shifted his focus to national politics and successfully won a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. His tenure in Congress was brief but impactful. He spoke out against the Mexican-American War and advocated for the abolition of slavery. These stances defined his political identity and laid the groundwork for his future campaigns. The 1850s were a tumultuous period with the debate over slavery at the forefront. During this time, Lincoln emerged as a key figure in the newly formed Republican Party. Founded in 1854 with the primary goal of opposing the expansion of slavery into the territories, the party found a strong voice in Lincoln. His eloquent speeches and unwavering principles caught the attention of many, and he quickly rose as a prominent leader. In 1858, Lincoln participated in a series of debates with Senator Stephen A. Douglas, known as the Lincoln-Douglas debates. These debates were crucial. Though he lost the Senate race to Douglas, they showcased Lincoln's remarkable ability to articulate his views on slavery and democracy, earning him national recognition. Then came the presidential campaign of 1860. Despite being viewed as an underdog, Lincoln campaigned on a platform that promised to preserve the Union and halt the spread of slavery. The country was deeply divided, and the stakes were incredibly high. However, his message resonated with many Americans who were fed up with political corruption and the threat of civil war. Lincoln was elected the 16th President of the United States, a position met with immediate challenges. Southern states began to secede from the Union, and soon the nation was on the brink of the Civil War. His leadership during this tumultuous time was tested like never before. One of Lincoln's most significant achievements was the Emancipation Proclamation, issued in 1863. This landmark decision forever changed the course of history, declaring the freedom of all slaves in Confederate territory. Lincoln's ability to navigate the tumultuous waters of war while maintaining his moral compass defined his legacy. He was not just a rail splitter who became president. He was a visionary leader who inspired a nation to rise above its deepest divisions. Lincoln's legacy is a testament to the power of perseverance, intellect, and compassion. He transformed from a humble rail splitter to one of America's most revered presidents, embodying the essence of what it means to lead with empathy and conviction. His journey remains an enduring example of how greatness often emerges from the most unlikely places. Stay tuned as we delve into the stories of the presidents who led the young nation before Washington took office. You might be surprised to learn about these largely forgotten figures who helped shape the early United States. Let's turn our attention to a fascinating yet often overlooked aspect of American history, the presidents who led the nation before George Washington. Yes, before Washington took the oath under the U.S. Constitution in 1789, a total of 12 men held the title of president in a very different capacity. These leaders served under the Continental Congress and the Articles of Confederation during the nation's infancy, and their contributions were far from insignificant. While their powers were limited compared to the executive role we know today, these early presidents played a crucial role in navigating the young nation through its most fragile years. They faced immense challenges, with each man bringing his unique leadership style to the table. Some of their names may have faded from popular history, but their impact on the formation of the United States remains undeniable. Let's start by discussing a few notable figures from this era. First on our list is Peyton Randolph, who served as the first president of the Continental Congress from 1774 to 1775. A respected Virginian statesman, Randolph was a key figure in uniting the colonies against British rule. His role, though mostly administrative, was essential in setting the stage for the revolutionary efforts that followed. Next, we have John Hancock, a name you probably recognize from the Declaration of Independence. Hancock served as the president of the Second Continental Congress from 1775 to 1777. Under his leadership, Congress formally declared independence on July 4, 1776. While his presidency was largely ceremonial, his influence and ability to rally support for the revolution were undeniable. Moving on, Henry Laurens, who served from 1777 to 1778, is a particularly interesting figure. A South Carolinian, Laurens was deeply involved in negotiating foreign support for the war effort. His tenure was fraught with challenges, and he even ended up being captured and imprisoned by the British, making him the only American president to be held as a prisoner of war. And then there's John Jay, who served as the president of the Continental Congress from 1778 to 1779 before becoming the first Chief Justice of the United States. Jay's focus was on diplomacy, securing the alliances necessary to win the Revolutionary War. His contributions were pivotal in negotiating the Treaty of Paris in 1783, which officially ended the conflict. After the Revolutionary War, the Articles of Confederation served as America's first governing framework from 1781 to 1789. During this period, the title of president under the Articles was mostly an administrative role with very limited powers. Yet these leaders were instrumental in guiding the nation through its post-war recovery and laying the groundwork for the stronger federal government that would come with the U.S. Constitution. John Hanson, elected under the Articles of Confederation, is often touted as America's first real president. He oversaw some significant developments, including the establishment of the Great Seal of the United States and the first national Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, Elias Boudinot, who served from 1782 to 1783, made notable contributions to ensure American soldiers received their due supplies and payment after the war. Other figures like Thomas Mifflin, who presided over the ratification of the Treaty of Paris, and Richard Henry Lee, who called for independence in 1776, also played vital roles during this transitional period. Each of these men, despite their limited powers, contributed to the foundation upon which our nation stands today. So why have these early presidents been largely forgotten? The answer lies in the very nature of their roles. The Articles of Confederation created a weak central government, and the position of president during this time had no real executive power. These early leaders acted more as presiding officers rather than true national executives. With the adoption of the U.S. Constitution, the presidency became a powerful executive role, and George Washington, as the first to hold this newly defined position, naturally cemented his place in history. However, it's essential to remember these early leaders and their contributions. They managed war efforts, negotiated crucial treaties, and navigated the young nation through its developmental stages. The foundation they laid was critical to the success of the United States. So next time someone asks who America's first president was, remember that before Washington, there were 12 other men who led the nation. Their stories may not be as well known, but their impact on the birth of this nation is undeniable. Now, dear listeners, let's move into a segment I like to call Whispers from the Past. Every once in a while, it's good to pause and reflect on the timeless wisdom of those who've come before us. Today, I want to highlight two quotes that resonate deeply when we talk about perseverance and truth, one from George Washington and another from Nelson Mandela. George Washington once said, "Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light." This quote underscores the importance of perseverance in the pursuit of truth. Washington understood that truth isn't always easily uncovered. It requires dedication, hard work, and often considerable sacrifice. His entire life is a testament to this principle, whether on the battlefield or in the uncharted territories of governance. Now let's jump forward a couple of centuries to Nelson Mandela. He famously said, "It always seems impossible until it is done." Mandela's words remind us that no matter how daunting a challenge may appear, perseverance can turn the seemingly impossible into reality. His fight against apartheid in South Africa was a monumental struggle filled with setbacks and hardships, yet he never lost sight of his goal. And in the end, he transformed a nation. As we reflect on these quotes, I'd like you to think about moments in your own life where you've encountered seemingly insurmountable challenges. How did you push through? What strategies or philosophies did you employ to keep moving forward? I invite you to share your stories with me. Send a message with your experiences of perseverance and resilience. Whether you overcame a personal obstacle, achieved a significant milestone, or found truth amidst confusion, I want to hear your stories. Remember, history isn't just about the past. It's about how we draw lessons from it to shape our future. So let's keep the conversation going, learning from both the triumphs and trials of those who came before us. Your stories are just as important and can inspire others who might be facing their own challenges. Well, that brings us to the end of another captivating episode of the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast. I'm your host, Jane M. Bell, and I hope you enjoyed our deep dive into the untold stories of America's early leaders. From debunking the myths surrounding George Washington, to exploring Abraham Lincoln's incredible journey, and shedding light on the forgotten presidents who came before Washington, it's been quite a ride through history. Be sure to check the show notes for any links or articles mentioned in today's episode. I've included resources for further reading and more information on these fascinating topics. I encourage you to engage with me and share your reflections. Have you ever faced challenges that required the kind of perseverance and resilience we've discussed today? Send me a message with your stories and thoughts. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, keep reading, and of course, keep the past alive. This is Jane M. Bell signing off. Thank you for tuning in to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast.